Hi, good morning everyone. My name is Parmod Sharma and the title of my today's talk is Nitrate-Nitrate Leaching from Three Specialty Crops of New Mexico under Furrow Irrigation System. Nitrate leaching is a common problem in frequently fertilized fields in southern New Mexico, especially in the fields where we have a shallow-rooted crops like onion crops over there. So traditionally we use lysimeters to determine the nitrate-nitrate leaching, but as we know, the lysimeters means they are not they are expensive also, and they are also not very much practicable over the large area. So we need for an inexpensive method which can be used to determine the nitrate-nitrate leaching over the large areas. So nitrate-nitrate fertilization rates that exceed the crop nitrogen requirement can help in accumulation of the nitrate-nitrate in the soil profile and the leaching also. Therefore, we need improved soil and crop management practices that can optimize soil mineral nitrogen content and crop nitrogen uptake to reduce the nitrate-nitrogen accumulation in the soil profile and any potential leaching. So in objectives, we used chloride tracer technique to estimate the amount of nitrate-nitrogen leaching below the rooting zone of onion, chili, and cotton. Second objective was to estimate the water and nitrogen balance, irrigation and nitrogen efficiencies in all the three crops. And at last, we also tried to determine how the current best management practices that are used by the growers in New Mexico that could be improved. This study was conducted from 2007 to 2010 in all three fields, that is onion, chili, and cotton. The growing period between 2007 to 2008, we call it like growing season 1. And then from 2009 to 2010, that is growing season 2. So in between, from 2008 to 2009, there was a Sudan grass. Means there was one growing season, then all the fields were rotated with the Sudan grass, and then there was second growing season. We collected the bulk soil samples from each field at the end of each month from 6 depths and 3 locations from 2007 to 2010. And we also collected some additional soil samples. Those are up to like 2 meter depth at an increment of 30 centimeter. And those samples we collected every alternate month of the each growing season. A constant head method we used for to determine the saturated hydraulic conductivity, whereas the EC electrode and pH meter was used to determine electrical conductivity and pH respectively. Auto analyzer, that is Technicon auto analyzer, we used to determine the nitrate-nitrate, and titrator was used to determine chloride content. To determine the diurnal variations of volumetric water content in all the three fields, we used the TDR probes, that is time domain reflectometry sensor, that we used in all the three fields. And we selected 4 random plots in each of the fields, and we harvested the crops over there, hand harvested the crops at the end of each growing season to determine the wet and dry biomass yields. We also collected plant samples every month from all the three fields during all the growing seasons to analyze the total nitrogen and chloride. And for analysis, we sent the samples to New Mexico State University Soil and Water Testing Laboratory. To determine the rooting depth of all these three crops, we use the excavation method. So Uran was the fertilizer that we used for onion and chili, that is the nitrate fertilizer. So Uran was applied at a rate of 295 kg nitrogen per hectare in onion during both the growing seasons, and in chili it was 315 kg nitrogen per hectare during both the growing seasons. And in cotton we applied urea as a nitrate fertilizer and at a rate of 110 kg nitrogen per hectare during both the growing seasons. And for onion, all the fertilizer was applied with fertilizer applications, whereas in chili there were 5 fertilizer applications, and in cotton there were only 2 fertilizer applications. We determined the leaching fraction by using this equation. Leaching fraction, as we know, that is a fraction of the total applied water that moved below the root zone and is not available to the plants. So in this equation you can see it is the seasonal evapotranspiration, CLI is the chloride concentration in the irrigation water, CLP is the chloride concentration in the soil water below the rooting zone, and CLC is the amount of chloride taken up by the crop. To determine the irrigation efficiency, we simply subtracted leaching fraction from 1. the amount of nitrogen leaching in the groundwater, we use this equation to calculate that, where nitrogen is the concentration of nitrogen in the soil water, CLA is the chloride concentration in the soil water, and CLS is the chloride ion concentration in the soil. Then we also calculate the retardation factor, and we use this equation for the retardation factor over here, where rho b is the bulk density, kd is the distribution coefficient, and theta is the volumetric water content. The soil texture analysis showed that the top 85 cm of the soil was clay, whereas below 85 cm it was sandy loam in all the three fields. Bulk density did not show much variation with the soil depths, whereas saturated hydraulic conductivity did show some variations with the depths. pH varied only from 7.2 to 8.1 in all the three fields. That is pretty normal. And electrical conductivity was below 2 decisiemens per meter in all the three fields, whereas SAR and ESP values were well below their critical limits. Organic matter varied from very low to low according to the New Mexico State University analysis system. And phosphorus and potassium varied from low to very high. So here, there are a lot of graphs over here. So first two columns, this is monthly nitrogen concentration in the 0 to 110 centimeter soil profile during two growing seasons in the onion field. So the first two columns are the growing season 1, and the second two columns are the growing season 2. Now here you can see that on the y-axis, we have depth of the soil profile, that is 0, 20, 40. And on the x-axis, we have soil nitrogen content. So the onion was planted in the September, and you can see that the nitrogen content in the soil was low over here. In October, we have one fertilizer application, and you can see that how the nitrogen content in the soil has increased over here. And then in November, December, and January, we have not applied any fertilizer. So this shows a clear-cut leaching pattern over here, where you can see that soil nitrogen content has decreased over here. Again, in February, we have one fertilizer application. In March, we have two fertilizer applications. And in April, we have again two fertilizer applications. And here again, you can see that how the soil nitrate content has increased during 3 months. And then again, it has decreased during May and June, because in May and June, we have not applied any fertilizer. And similar type of pattern you can also see in the second growing season over here. Similarly, in Chile, we planted a chili in April. And we started the fertilizer application May, June, July, and then there were two fertilizer applications in August. So again, you can see that how the soil nitrate content has increased during all these months. And in September, it is coming down due to leaching with the subsequent irrigations and also due to the plant uptake. In cotton, we applied only two fertilizer applications. One was pre-plant fertilizer application that we did in May, and another was in July. So in these 2 months, only soil nitrogen content has increased. Otherwise, it is you can see that it is in all other months, it is coming down, means it is decreasing due to the nitrate leaching and also due to the plant uptake. Here is the nitrogen, chloride, and water balance in the onion field. Here you can see we have estimated around 92.4 kg nitrogen per hectare that was depercolated during growing season 1 in the onion. And it was 90 kg that was depercolated in growing season 2. Crop uptake was around 116 kg nitrogen per hectare in growing season 1, whereas it is 118 during growing season 2. There are some mass balance errors over here. These may be due to the mineralization or denitrification, because in this experiment we have not determined the mineralization and denitrification. Again, in the chili field, the depercolation that we estimated was 82.2 kg nitrogen per hectare in growing season 1, and then 76 in the growing season 2. And crop uptake was 185 during growing season 1 and 182 kg nitrogen per hectare in growing season 2. Again, we have small mass balance errors over here in Chile also. Similarly, in cotton, the depercolation was only 22 kg because the total fertilizer we applied was also less over here. And in growing season 2, we have 18.3 kg nitrogen per hectare as the depercolation. Crop uptake was 82 kg nitrogen per hectare in growing season 1, and then 83 kg nitrogen per hectare in growing season 2. We also calculate a retardation factor for clay and sand, because we have two types of soils over there. So it has not varied much, means it is almost equal, but still it is more than one. So the nitrogen fronts means they move slower actually than the water wetting fronts in the soil profile. Leaching fraction was highest in onion field during growing season 1 and growing season 2, that was 0.21 and 0.22, followed by the chili and cotton. Nitrogen use efficiency and nitrogen application efficiencies were higher in cotton during both the growing seasons, followed by chili and onion. And we estimated a leaching of 92 kg, that was the highest in onion during growing season 1 and growing season 2, followed by chili and cotton. So this is cumulative nitrogen fertilization, cumulative nitrogen uptake, and monthly soil nitrogen. The first two graphs you can see, this is for onion, growing season 1 and growing season 2. Similarly for chili, growing season 1 and growing season 2. And for, similarly for cotton. So here we have three curves over here. One was for nitrogen uptake, other fertilizer applied, and then monthly soil nitrogen. On y-axis, you can see the cumulative nitrogen fertilization or uptake. And on x-axis, you can see these are the months like September, October, November, and so on. So here you can see that we planted the onion around in September over here. And at that time, you can see that there is a high soil nitrogen over here, nitrogen content over here. And whereas there was hardly any uptake over here. And if you see that it is decreasing with the following months, like in November and December, it is decreasing. This is probably due to the leaching of nitrate with the subsequent irrigation. So actually the uptake starts from February up to the end of May. So that is the critical period during which the uptake is high, or you can see that the crop demand for nitrogen is high. So this is the time when we need to apply the fertilizers over here. So the best management practice for nitrogen could be if we could restrict our fertilizer application up to February and then start the application. And also we can decrease a little bit the application rate over here during March and April. And similarly, if you see in chili again, during the planting time, there was hardly any uptake, but still there is a lot of nitrogen in the soil. And that probably has leached down with the subsequent irrigations. So in all the graphs, if we look, means we will come to know that there is a need to synchronize the timing of the fertilizer application with the nitrogen demand. So in conclusions, I would say nitrogen concentration was higher in the root zone than below the root zone in all the experimental fields. And as we have seen that the R values were greater than 1 in all the experimental fields, that showed that nitrogen fronts moved slower than the water wetting fronts during both the growing seasons. The irrigation and nitrogen use efficiency was higher in the cotton field during both the growing season, and that was mainly due to because we have applied less fertilizer in cotton. However, nitrogen loading to groundwater was higher in the onion field during both the growing seasons. As I said, that there is a need to synchronize the timing of nitrogen fertilizer application with the nitrogen demand of the crops. And in addition, curtailing the amount of nitrogen to half during March and April in onion, restricting and fertilizer applications until June in chili is also needed to reduce the nitrogen leaching. I would like to acknowledge the New Mexico Ag Experimental Station, Rio Grande Basin Initiative, and Specialty Crop Research Initiative for funding this project. Thank you very much for your attention.
Questions? Any question to the previous speaker?
No. It looked like in your chili plots that over the course of the season, your deep nitrogen is slowly increasing. So nitrogen is leached deeper in the profile. Yet you started out with a lower amount. What happens to that deep nitrogen? Does it get converted, used up?
Oh yeah, because let me
mine it out with cotton the next year.
Okay. So
a couple of slides further back where they were.
For chili, you are talking about?
Go back a couple. There, right, these ones here. The chili one.
Yeah.
As you can see by the, you're starting off at 100 centimeters, it may be one part per million,
right.
1 kilogram per milligram. But by the time you get down to the end of the season, you're double that.
Here? In July, August?
Well, by September. Your very last reading at 100 centimeters.
Yeah, because at that time also there was a lot of uptake also means.
Right.
in August means, because in August we applied two fertilizer applications over here in August, but all other months we have applied in July, June and May, we have applied only one fertilizer application.
Well, what I'm curious about actually is, what is happening between here and here over the winter? Do you know what's happening with this nitrogen? I don't know, 30% higher than that? Do you start off at this level every year, and then it slowly builds up, and then what happens to it?
Is it going back?
Yeah, it because we collected up to like 200 centimeter sample. So this over here, it may be due to the denitrification or some other means, but...
Okay. How deep is your water table?
Water table
like
was...
100 feet there, I think. I actually work in Deming.
No, that is
a lot. Where is the plots actually located?
It is shallow actually over there. Around 3 meters means. Two to three meters.
Where are these fields located?
This is in Fabian Garcia, like Las Cruces. Las Cruces,
yeah, you're in the river soils.
Yeah,
very close to
it. It is very close.
Yeah,
I
have a card. I'd like to see
All right, thank you so much.